COVID-19 update from Lincoln County Public Health. Patrice Baker is joining me live over the phone this morning. Good morning, Patrice. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, appreciate you taking some time with us. It's been a few weeks since we've talked, and so just wanted to invite you on the show this morning to give us an update on where things are at in Lincoln County. And I believe the latest update was 8 or 9 confirmed cases in the county now.
Yes, we have 9 confirmed cases. We got a new one, actually, over the weekend.
And all cases confirmed and probable are all in the North County area, right? Correct, Star Valley. Nothing currently in South Lincoln.
That's correct. Nothing in the Kemmer area. It's all been up here in the Star Valley area from Afton up to Alpine.
Patrice Baker with Lincoln County Public Health joining us this morning. And so Patrice, with these cases, at least initially, all the cases were connected to Teton County, to Jackson commuters and the like. Is that still the case? Has there been any evidence of community spread? Where is that standing right now?
So we're really lucky here because we haven't had a lot of cases, which means that we can look at each one individually and that we have a lot more opportunity to do good contact tracing. So like you mentioned, the first few cases that we had were all directly tied to workplaces in Jackson. As it has progressed, we have started to see a few cases who have not been able to identify any single person that they actually were in contact with that they might have gotten the infection from. So that's basically your definition of community spread. It means that people have been infected with the virus in the area, and some are not sure how or where they became infected. So yes, we have a few people that are in that category.
So does that change then? I guess if you're talking, there is the potential of community spread. Does that warrant any need for extra caution, or does that change anything?
Well, now that we've started to open up some other businesses, people just need to be really thoughtful about starting to venture out. You need to look at your environment and make judgments. We know that the virus is more likely contracted usually it's within your home from somebody who is ill in your home. But as we start to move out into the community again, it will be close confined settings where you're in contact with somebody who may be asymptomatic for up to 10 minutes. So if you're talking with somebody close one-on-one, that's the potential. That's why we're really cautious about opening up restaurants, church groups, meeting spaces, workspaces that are closely confined, because it has been proven over and over that those are the settings where you're more likely to be infected, where it's exposure, it's length of time of exposure, and it's amount of virus present. So another thing that I wanted to speak to is masks. When you wear a mask, it helps reduce that viral load that's in the air that's possible to infect people. So as we start out in this new phase, we know that it hasn't gone away. We know that there's still virus out there. And as the community moves about more, there will be more potentials to pick up those viruses. So we just would want to caution people to, everybody's been doing a good job, but caution people to continue to practice what those regulations and those guidances that have been put out there to practice social distancing, take care to not get in crowds, certainly cover your mouth if you're coughing, wear a mask if possible, and that way we hope to reduce minimize the possibility of a resurgence.
Lincoln County Public Health speaking with us this morning. Patrice Baker joining us over the phone. Patrice, as you work with neighboring counties and even public health from the statewide level, and you're watching the trends and you're looking at the numbers, it appears that things are going the right direction, correct? That the early models, if you will say, when we were talking a month ago, the state was saying that Wyoming should see its peak in early May. Well, now we're approaching the middle of May. Looking at the numbers, does it appear that that peak has been met and we're on the downward slope?
We do believe that that peak has been met and that we're now on the downward slope. We've had great response and support from the state and from the other counties in trying to minimize the risk for people. Everybody, I think, has really been smart and they've tried to stay safe. But I would continue to urge people to practice those same safety habits. Watch yourself in large groups, minimize your contact, and hopefully we'll continue to see this downward trend.
Well, Patrice, thank you so much for your time today and for giving us this update. Anything else you wanted to mention while we have you on the air?
No, nothing other than, hey, we're all in this together and we have to continue to work together. Just keep safe, reduce your risk, and be smart, and we'll all get through this.
Patrice Baker, Lincoln County Public Health, joining us this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up SVI Radio.